would you want that for her? Why would you want her to have a boss? You don't mind your woman having a boss? You don't mind another man being able to tell your woman what to do? That's a question. I'm just asking. That's a question. You don't mind your woman having a boss?
The shit that I scroll past on my timeline, man. Let the games begin. This is the type of things I scroll past on my timeline. These type of posts are extremely dangerous, for one. Extremely manipulative, for two. And they're just not good for the black community and the space that we're in my opinion. And I definitely want to get some feedback from y'all on this one, but let's jump into it. Let's break this shit down.
If you lazy, you waking up at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit like that.
Popping bottles.
You're setting the tone for everybody because you're the leader.
Popping pills.
That's just what comes with being a man.
Popping bitch ass niggas.
I don't want nobody making decisions over my life. Except me, not a woman, not a judge, not an officer, not no motherfucker.
When them bullets hit them up, look like son had a seizure. Run up, run out, give it up, you know the procedure. I be sipping Jack and honey.
I don't think nothing can make me not feel like a man. You can't take the benefits of being a man without the responsibilities.
Give you niggas halo, it's all God
in the king. Yo, okay, let's jump straight into this one, man. Actually, before we jump into this, a few things. For one, make sure y'all leave me a voicemail for some feedback, for some, if you just want to reach out, talk about whatever you want to talk about, get something off your chest, whatever the case may be. Make sure you leave me a voicemail at 773-340-1509. I'm hungry as fuck right now. It's early as fuck in the morning. What else? I definitely would like to say I just appreciate everybody for being locked in for so long as y'all have been locked in. I got a review that I want to read off to you all. And this review was very insightful. And I want to know how you all feel about the rebrand so far. I want to know. Okay, so, and this is Patreon, so this is my most locked in trusted audience, the most locked in trusted part of my audience. Okay, so this is the review. Need y'all to pay close attention. And I'm reading this review. I get a lot of reviews. I get a lot of good reviews. I get a lot of bad reviews. This review, I feel like, had some validity to it, and this is why I'm reading it to you all. It's a change about the rebrand that someone really didn't like. They brought it to my attention, and I'm not sure how much I like the change, and that's why I'm like, I really feel what you're saying, and I want to just get some feedback from you all about how you feel about the rebrand and some of the changes. So, this is the review, all right? It says, my intention, first of all, it's a 5-star review, so that's great. But this is what it reads. It says, my intention is never to tear a black man down. So even though I'm about to say my honest opinion, I still want you to win. That is why I still gave 5 stars. I love you for that. Let me start there. I love you for that. Okay. I've been listening to this podcast since the Facebook Live days. Nigga, the Facebook Live days was like 2019. That was when we didn't even know what to do with a podcast or how to really have a podcast. That was a long time ago. I appreciate you being locked in that far. Okay. And I have always enjoyed it up until now. I understand everything is new, so it's room for improvement. I just don't like the structure of the podcast anymore. Ever since the rebrand, Roses Are Dead, it gives the vibes of every other podcast out. Example, Hot Topics on Celebrities. I liked it when a podcast was kind of straightforward to what the topic actually was. The Hot Topics take kind of too long, in my opinion, 20 minutes talking about celebrity gossip. When you don't have any celebrity gossip on the show, that's what made your podcast stand out to me. Personally, I feel like it's not enough time being spent on the actual topic versus the Hot Topics and the other side topics. I still support the show because I understand this is new. Has room for improvement. My suggestion as an active listener is to make it flow better. It's kind of all over the place now. Okay, so I think this is a very honest and genuine review that comes from a genuine place. I do think that the podcast is a lot different than it was before. I'm not gonna say too much about how I feel. And of course, I made the structure of the podcast, but just because I made it doesn't mean when it's actually happening that I actually love how it's happening. And it's a lot of it that I'm still trying to adjust to, get used to, figure out how to do the right way and things like that. But it's some of it I like, some of it I don't. Some of it I don't like as well. I'm not gonna say too much about that, but I do want y'all opinions on this thing specifically. So everybody listening on Patreon right now, if you could leave a comment under this episode about that, about how you feel about that, I would definitely appreciate that. Okay. All right. Other than that, man, moving on. Man, it feels good to be back in the basement actually doing a Patreon episode. I've been moving around, traveling a lot, and it's been taking some of my time for actually doing it here. Last time I had to do it in Dallas with the Rode mics and the little camera shit, I ain't really like that. But you know, we got it done how we got it done. Next week I'll be in London. The week after that I'll be in DC. Then I gotta go to Dallas. So a nigga just being a lot more busy, which is a great thing, but it definitely feels good to be able to do what I do the right way. And today we doing it the right way, man. Today we doing it the right way. So let's get into this topic. I want to play that audio again for you all before we slide into what we actually gonna talk about. So let me play that real quick. Let me stop this music and play that shit real quick. She talking some bullshit.
Why would you want that for her? Why would you want her to have a boss? You don't mind your woman having a boss? You don't mind another man being able to tell your woman what to do? That's a question. I'm just asking. That's a question. You don't mind your woman having a boss?
Okay. Let's talk about it, man. So let me start here. Why this shit is dangerous? Why this is a dangerous conversation to have? Because the way this is being presented is not like, it's a loaded question. It's a question that's designed to make you feel to lean one way because it would put some type of aspersion or some type of negative on your character if you lean the other way. It almost reminds me of when I was a kid, and I bring this up a lot. When I was a kid, the first time I was encouraged to have sex, and I say that I was encouraged to have sex, an older guy, he was probably like 17, he was in high school, we was on the block, and he came to me and he was like, nigga, you ain't getting no pussy. Like, the way he said it was like in a level of disgust. Like, we was having a conversation and I brought up something about I hadn't had sex before, and he was like, what, nigga, you ain't getting no pussy? It wasn't like, oh damn, bro, why haven't you had sex before? Or, you know, are you having sex? Are you fucking girls? Are you getting some pussy? Are you getting some play? Now, this is a kid talking to a kid. At 11 years old, this 17-year-old is not a kid to me. He's like damn near grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? In my eyes. And then the shit that he was into, he was in the streets, he was selling drugs, he was doing this, he was doing that. So, you know, this is like big homie to me. And I'm embarrassed to say no because of the way the question was asked. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a loaded question. It's very manipulative. It's not, it feels like a open-ended question, but it's really not, right? And everybody don't have a strong enough, you know, mind, or they're not comfortable enough or secure enough with themselves to hear something like that and be able to say, get the fuck out of here, right? So the reason why this is dangerous, number one, is because this is 2024. Multiple incomes in a household, as many incomes as you can have in a household, is very necessary. It's very, very, very necessary, right? Like, marriage is damn near a wealth hack, especially if the money is being managed correctly, especially if one person is making enough money to pay for a household. If the other person is also making money and that money can go straight to investments, what? Maybe in 4 or 5 years, neither one of y'all will have a boss. But the way this question is asked is just ridiculous. Like, we need more income, especially in the black community. We're not, and this is the thing, like, that makes this shit all so crazy. Like, people would just be talking like black people in our community is just doing well right now. We're not. Like, we're not. We're not. Majority of black people live under the poverty line. So how are you a black person on the internet talking about black relationships in the black community saying, oh, you want your woman to have a boss? Like, what? She damn near need a boss. And this is the other thing, right? I'm not saying that a woman has to have a boss to have income, because that's not true. You can definitely make money without having a boss, by being an entrepreneur. Does everybody have the mind state to be an entrepreneur? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It takes a certain mind state to be an entrepreneur. It takes a certain mind state to be a leader. It takes a certain mind state to be a pioneer or something, to start something new, right? And as a man, you can give someone the mind state and a skill set to be an entrepreneur if that's what you want to do. Or not even just for your woman, but for anybody. You can, or even a woman who has that mind state. We can teach people the mind state and the skill set to be entrepreneurs. We can do that. You can't give someone the willingness and resilience it takes to be an entrepreneur. That shit is very difficult. It's 1,000% more stressful and time consuming to be an entrepreneur than to have a job, which is why most people have jobs. Right? I've been on both sides. Well, I had a 9-to-5. I've been a full-time entrepreneur, and I've been in a situation where I'm doing both. Right now, I'm doing both in a way. I'm doing like contract work in the mental health space, which is not a 9-to-5. But I do get paid by a company. You know what I'm saying? So I do have to, at the end of the day, answer to this company because they can cut my contract at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So is it a direct, like I tap in with somebody every day? I have a boss? Not necessarily, but I kind of do at the same time. Right? In either situation, at the end of the day, I always say this. If you trading time for money, it don't matter who the boss is. You could go be an entrepreneur on your own, and you can. And this ain't really about that. We're going to get back to the topic. I just need to get this out. You can be an entrepreneur on your own. If you have a print business and you're the nigga that's printing, and you and that bitch printing for 12 hours a day to make $60,000 a year, I used to feel like, well, shit, this makes sense because I own it. This makes sense because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be able to pass this down to my kids. I'd rather do this for $60,000 a year working 12 hours a day than go work a job for a nigga making $100,000 a year and only working 8 hours a day because I can't get my son a job up there. That was my mind state, listening to all these Dame Dash interviews and shit like that. Like, I'm so on this entrepreneurial track until I actually did it and I realized that if you trading time for money, it shit don't matter in the long run. Like, and the reason I say that is because the money you getting from that 9-to-5, you can easily, and I ain't gonna say easily, it depends on your money management skills, but you can invest that to be able to not have to work that 9-to-5 no more. You can invest, I mean, and everybody is in different situations. I'm realizing, I didn't know real estate was such a difficult thing to do in certain cities and certain states. I'm spoiled being in Chicago. The real estate market is just fucking booming here. I recently went to Houston and realized that there's not a lot of houses in Houston. There's like huge development apartment complexes. Like, I've been to Houston before, I just never paid attention to like the landscape of real estate. So there's a lot of places to where maybe stocks is best, maybe something else, I don't know. But where I am, you know, working a job and investing in something else, that shit makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And if you have a woman with you that's willing to walk that path with you, it's just making the portfolio grow faster and faster and faster. And if she has to have a boss while doing that, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Everybody not built to be an entrepreneur. And to have a partner that's just sitting at the crib chilling. If you're not a millionaire, to have a partner that's sitting at the crib chilling, being a housewife. Ooh, now, if y'all got hella kids, then go. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? But from my experience as a guy with kids, them kids don't even be at home for real. Them kids be at school. They getting home at 4 o'clock, 4:30. They damn near sleep by 8-9 o'clock. They at home for 4-5 hours a day. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, if the kid, unless we talking about a newborn, it's like, man, motherfucker could go to work. And I'm a nigga who always been, I've been saying from the jump, I'm paying the bills. So it's not even about like, I'm trying to split bills with a woman at all. It's not about that at all. We were just having a conversation in a group chat with the guys the other day. They like, my homie was saying he dated a chick that make, I think she made 225 last year. And bro was saying he make around 80. And my homie was like, you know, it was only three of us in the group chat. We all do well financially and shit, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, shit, I feel like I'm doing decent at 80, but she making 225. I asked him, like, that make you feel away? He like, hell no. Nah. And I'm like, why? He like, you know, shit, I feel like I'm doing good. I'm doing my thing, my time on the way. Like, I ain't really worried about that shit. I got shit in order. Woo, I'm building. Like, I ain't worried about that. And I said, bro, I don't ever be worried about that shit because I'm going to pay the bills regardless. You make 225, you make whatever the fuck you make. I'm still paying the mortgage. I'm still paying the utilities. I'm still paying for shit. It's still, you're going to pay your car. No, I'm not paying no shit car, no. But when everything that you need for that car, that oil change, that this, that, that, the summer registration fees for the kids, this, that, I'm paying all that shit regardless of how much money you make. So I'm never threatened by that because I'm a nigga who going to pay bills. But you having a financial contribution is important for us to grow and pass down something to our kids. In my opinion, I can't afford you to do nothing financially when our kids aren't set up to be great. If we was millionaires and our kids was fucking set, absolutely. But in the black community, that's not happening. So why the fuck is we telling people shit like this? Like, that's not common in the black community. Why is we telling people shit like this? This shit is dangerous. And the other part is that you won't have a partner. Like, if women are listening to this and they're buying into this whole ideal that they should be dating a woman, they should be dating a man that just makes it so they never have to work again. And that man, unless that man ain't supposed to be black, your numbers are very fucking limited. It's not a lot of men that's able to do that. And then out of the men that's able, a lot of them not willing to do that. And don't get me wrong, are there men that is? Yes. So if you're looking for that, is there a man out there for you somewhere? Yes, it's gonna be like a fucking needle in a haystack. Let's be real about where we are as a community and try to build with each other. Like, this be my whole point with this gender war shit. Is like, it seemed like men and women don't have grace for each other. If we was in a black community and it was like majority of us were, you know, upper middle class and all of that shit, and women is out here like, nah, it's not acceptable for me to have to work. I get that, because you have half or majority of men who can put you in a situation where you don't have to work. But when you have the vast majority of men, like, there's only 21% of men in the United States that make six figures. Out of that 21%, only 8% are black. That's just six figures. That's not rich. That's not wealthy. That's just six figures. Niggas can make six figures and live check to check. Niggas could be making six figures living check to check. Niggas, when nigga make six figures and he pop out with that AMG Benz, and he go get that condo downtown and he and all his designer, that nigga living check to check now. When a nigga was making 60 and he had the Nissan Altima and the H&M fit, he was living check to check then. He got the 100,000, he added an extra 40K to his salary. And what'd he do? He traded in that Nissan and went and got to go get him a Benz. He stopped shopping at H&M and started shopping motherfucking on Michigan Avenue. Now the nigga is still living check to check, because he raised his income, but he also raised his expenses. And that shit could go up to niggas making millions. That's why these niggas be going, that's why basketball players and shit like that be going broke. Like, yeah, I make all this money, but I'm still spending all of it. I have 18 cars. I pay for everybody's mortgage. Like, we see it too often. Like, we just not in a black community in a space to where we need to be telling people that you should expect to not have to make a financial contribution to your relationship. If you meet a man and that's what the type of time he on and that's the type of time you on, compatibility at its finest, go for it. I love it. But to be walking around with the expectation that men, it's something wrong with a man wanting you to have a financial contribution and wanting you to have a boss. Like, she's saying have a boss specifically, but at the end of the day, we know everybody not going to be entrepreneurs. So a lot of motherfuckers, to make money, they're going to have a boss. Like, that's just the reality of it. Like, can we get back to reality? And the woman who paged this is, I love her content. Usually this shit was crazy to me. Her name is I don't know how the fuck to say that shit, but it's, I-A-M-A-J-N-A-S-U-R-R-A. I don't know how to say that at all. I ain't even gonna try to fuck it up, but I do just want to at least, you know, let y'all know where to go find it. And her content is to me is usually great outside of this video. But This shit is ridiculous. This shit is ridiculous. And it's another comment. It's a comment on the video that says this. It says, the real question, this is from a man. It says, the real question is, ladies, how can you submit to a man who has a boss? How is he going to go work for another man and then come home and tell you what to do? Let's have that conversation. Like, bro, what? What? Again, dumb shit. Dumb shit. So basically, he telling y'all that majority of y'all just should not settle for a man who got a boss, which basically means majority of y'all should just not be in a relationship. Because most black men, if they making any type of money, have a boss. If they making a low amount of money, they have a boss. How many black men out here that's doing something legal, making some type of money enough to be in a sustainable relationship, successful relationship, abundant relationship, and don't have a boss? That's not reality. That's idealism. And maybe as a community, we can get there one day. Maybe we could get there one day and that'll be fine. But like, in the meantime, let's stop the bullshit. What the fuck are we talking about? Like, this shit is crazy to me. Crazy, 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 crazy. And I'm the nigga who motherfuckers be looking at crazy. I be saying, like, I don't think niggas should be going 50-50 with a woman. I think you should pay the bills. Like, you the leader, take the most responsibility. I'm for all of that. But this shit is madness right here, though. All right, so let's talk about the aftermath of what this even looks like. What does this even look like? If me and Woods on this type of time saying, like, hey, man, nah, quit your job. I don't want no man telling you what to do. Let men start telling women that. Even if he got it. Let's say the nigga got it. Let's say he make it $300,000. He don't need you to do nothing to contribute. 300,000 plus, he don't need you to do nothing to contribute. And it ain't really about the numbers. Let me say that too. When it comes to finances, in my opinion, am I a CPA? No. But when it comes to finances, it's not about the number per se. It's about the number of how much income you have ain't the number to pay attention to. The number is the surplus that you have at the end of every month, at the end of every year, the end of every quarter. So when I say, oh, he making $300,000, that really don't mean shit, because he could be spending $350,000 a year and being $50,000 in debt at the end of every year. Or he could be spending the whole $300,000, not being no debt. But nigga, you spending everything you making. If you twist your ankle tomorrow, y'all fucked. You can't go to work for a couple. Y'all fucked. You can't operate, whether it's work, whether it's entrepreneurship, whatever. You can't, you know, nigga, you fucked. I know barbers that's taxing for haircuts making $150,000, $200,000 a year cutting hair that have no investments. If your hand break, you are fucked. If you break your hand, you are fucked, my boy. So are you really rich? Do you really got, like, so the number is not about how much money you're making. It's about how much do your passive income exceed your expenses, right? So if my expenses are $3,000 a month with all my bills added up, how much passive income do I have? And does that passive income exceed that $3,000 a month? If you a young guy that's listening to this, please pay attention to this, because I wish I would have known this shit when I was 21 years old, right? I wish I would have known this shit when I was 20. Maybe I need to do a whole episode about this specifically, because some niggas might just skip this episode because they don't want to hear what this is about, but they might miss this message because this is some financial shit. At the end of the day, let's say, for example, you own, example of passive income, let's say you have a business, but you're not the person working. So you have a restaurant. You're not the nigga cooking or on the cashier. You own the restaurant. You manage the restaurant. Or you got a nigga managing a restaurant. You just the owner of the restaurant. So you get residual income from this restaurant. Or you own a building. You rent, you know what I'm saying? You rent out this building. The mortgage on the building might cost you $2,000 a month, but it's four units and you making $6,000 off between the four units. So that is $4,000 in positive cash flow a month. So if you make, let's just use that example. You own a four unit residential building in whatever city you live in, right? It's four units in a building. Every unit pays Okay, let's do the numbers. Every unit pays $2,000 a month for rent, right? So that's $8,000. But let's say the mortgage on a building is costing you $2,000 a month, right? The mortgage on a building is costing you $2,000 a month. That means it's $6,000 that's coming into your account that you're not actually going to work for. You're not spending hours for. Could a sink clog up? You got to pay for it. Yeah. Could you know, somebody furnace go out? You got to pay for it. Yeah. That shit not going to happen every fucking month, though. So you're going to have some back cash for that. And if you're still working a 9-to-5, you could take that money to fix shit out of your account instead of out of that account. But at the end of the day, you have positive cash flow. Now, if your monthly expenses is only $2,000 a month and you have this extra $6,000 coming in, that means you have a surplus of $4,000 after your expense, after all your bills are paid. You have $4,000 left over that you did not have to punch a clock for. This is passive income that you can make in your sleep. That's what it's about. Because if you break your hand or twist your ankle and you can't go to work, all of your expenses are still covered. In my opinion, that's what being rich is. It's not about the total amount of income. It's about assets versus liabilities. That's really what it's about. Is the money that I don't get up and work for every day more than my expenses every month? That's what it's about. If I'm spending $2,000 a month, but I got passive income I'm not working for, that's $4,000 a month. You're super fucking good, bro. You're super good. And you want to just keep increasing that number. Use that $4,000 a month that you're getting. After 6 months, you'll have enough bread to go buy another 4-unit building, to put a down payment at least on another 4-unit building. And you just keep running it up. And you just keep running it up. And you just keep running it up. That's the shit I wish I would have known when I was 21. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Read Richest Man in Babylon. And then once we all do that, then we can have these type of conversations. It's like, damn, do you want your own? We could do that 20 years from now when everybody is on that same type of time. We could do that. But these conversations are bullshit right now. Back to the topic. I'm sorry. Aftermath. If men start telling women you need to quit your job because I don't want another man telling you what to do, y'all are gonna be like, these niggas are controlling and insecure. Imagine. A woman might like her job. She might like what she do. She might be passionate about it. She might be an architect. She might work in law. She might be an RN. Whatever the case may be, she might actually enjoy what she does. So how the fuck am I coming around saying you need to quit your job because I don't want a man telling you what to do? She go like, nigga, is you fucking crazy? How insecure and controlling do you sound to tell somebody not quit your job because I want you to be comfortable, not quit your job because, you know, I want to have kids and I want you to be, you know, able to just stay at home with the kids and then bond with you and da da da. But quit your job because I don't want another man telling you what to do. Because that's how that shit was being presented in the question, which is why it was manipulative. And she was saying like, damn, you really want your woman to be able to not be there when your kid is a newborn and y'all got to put your kid in a nursery. You want your girl to be able to stay at home? Ooh, yes, that's a goal. That's a fucking goal. That's the goal. When I want kids, I want them to be able to be at home with their mother. I don't want to have to put my kids in a nursery. You know what I'm saying? Or a daycare or whatever the fuck when they super young. I want them to be able to be with their mom while I go and do what I got to do and then come back and cool. And then when they old enough to go to school, they go to school or whatever the case may be. If she wants to do that, she down for that, I want that option to be. That's a goal. But to be like, oh, I don't want another man telling my mama what to do at work? What the fuck are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about? Shit is stupid, bro. That shit is stupid. And I don't want, for me personally, I don't want my woman to do nothing she doesn't want to do for money. So I don't want to. So for one, I'm not dating a woman who hate her job. And the reason why is because I don't want to deal with the complaining of our everyday life. If you hate your job, people who hate their job, people who hate their job have a much harder life than people who don't. And I'm saying that this is someone who once hated my job. When you hate your job, you can't wait till Friday. And before you look up, it's fucking Monday. People who hate their job, I ain't gonna say people who hate their job hate their life, because that's not true. But you have a much harder life. And I've lived that life. I've lived that life, and it's not good. It's a lot of complaining attached to it. It's a lot of it's just not a good situation. And I wouldn't date anybody who doesn't like what they do, starting off, just for that reason. But even in a relationship, I don't want my woman stressing about shit, which is why I'm down to pay the bills. So even if you do got to go to work, it's not like you're working to pay bills. So if you're sick, you're not like, oh, damn, I'm sick, but I got to go anyway because this car note do it. Because, well, I got you. If it comes down to that, now I'm not paying a girl car note on a day to day on a regular month. But if some shit like that, I got you. Don't worry about it. But maybe car note is a bad example. If you're sick, you don't have to think like, damn, my rent going to be due. I got to go to work even though I'm sick, even though I don't feel good. I done took 2 days off. I still don't feel good, but I got to go back because rent due. No, you don't got to do that. If you got a man in your life, I feel like you shouldn't have to do that, right? That's the role that I'm playing in my situations. That's the role I'm playing. Or in my situation when that situation come about. Because that sounded kind of wild the way I said that. But I don't want my woman doing nothing she don't want to do for money. But if a woman dating me, I want her to be making money off something that she love to do. And I want her to have her own passion. I want her to be able to make money off that passion. I want her to be able to make a financial contribution. That financial contribution might be put this down payment on this new property. I'm paying the bills on a property that we have. I'm paying the bills on XYZ. So if you don't have a lot of expenses like that, you should be stacking up bread and saving. So if I come to you and say, hey, they got this building right here for sale. It's for the low. The down payment, $15,000. And we've been together for 2 years. I need that $15,000 about you. You ain't paid rent in 2-3 years. You ain't paid a light bill, carpet. And I ain't holding it against you. Like, I ain't but that's the agreement coming in, though. And that's an understanding that I'm talking about ahead of time. That's not something I'm just popping up. Like, I need this $15,000. Where your bread at? Like, nah. We got goals coming into this thing. We got goals. It's shit that we trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. That's the financial contribution. This shit, though, this is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. If your girl love her career, let her rock out, man. Let her rock out. And that's the thing, too. A cheater gonna cheat, bro. All these caveats niggas be trying to put in the way. Oh, she can't go to the club. Now she can't go to work. We already said she couldn't go to the club. We already don't want them outside. Now they can't be at work. So we just trying to hide these women from the world. We might as well put a Habib on her. No disrespect to the Muslim. But we might as well dress them up. Cover their whole body up. Don't let them come outside. What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? Who are we hiding these women from? Why are we so scared that a nigga gonna take our woman? That she can't take orders from a nigga at work. The workplace got a structure. Everybody in that bitch got a boss. The nigga telling her what to do got a boss. Everybody got somebody they got to answer to get the job done. Like, let's come back to reality. The black community is not in a space to where we can just be telling motherfuckers that you shouldn't be dating a nigga that lets you work. What the fuck are we talking about when the vast majority of us are under the poverty line? And even the ones that's above the poverty line, we ain't doing fucking amazing out here. We ain't out here. Like, a lot of us ain't doing, like, come on now, man. We ain't doing crazy enough to be talking like we talking, man. That's all I got for y'all today, man. Make sure y'all leave a review, man. Make sure y'all leave a review, especially responding to what I talked about at the beginning of this with the review that was left about, you know what I'm saying, the rebrand, the structure of the podcast and all that. I want to make sure y'all enjoying this shit. That's why I ask y'all for feedback so much, because at the end of the day, I'm getting out what I want to get out regardless. I'm picking the topics. I'm getting out the message I want to get out regardless. But if I can adapt the show to make it more enjoyable for y'all while y'all still get that same message, that's the goal. So I'm not sitting up here like, oh, you know, whatever a motherfucker say, that's what go. If a motherfucker leave a review, I'm just going to switch the whole show because they don't like it. Like, I ain't saying that, but I'm saying, like, format, we could format this shit a million different ways. The message is still going to be the message. It's just about making a message more palatable for everybody, more digestible for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I do want you to get the message. If you sitting here and you're just like, I'm trying to get the message, but I only got 30 minutes to get to work. This nigga ain't got to the point yet. If it's the majority, if there's a lot of people feeling that way, then yeah, I do want to adapt it to make this shit more you know what I'm saying, palatable for y'all, like 1,000%, because you still finna get the message. We could adapt the delivery all day, but you're gonna get the message though. So that's where we at right now, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I got some more shit coming for y'all this week, man. Stay locked in, stay tuned.